Some of you people may ask, what are the major types of evidence for evolution? Which I know you all ask all the time. Well, I will tell you that there are four main lines of evidence. First, there's the fossil record. Second, there's biogeography. Third, there's anatomy and embryology. And last, there is biological molecules. And if you can't remember that, we made up a shortened version that is easier to remember. Just remember, fat baboons ate enormous burgers meanly. And that will help you remember the four main lines of evidence. First, there's the fossil record. From the fossil record, species have changed slowly in an order of forms over time. Transitional species have the characteristics of the hypothesized ancestors and of modern species. An example would be whales. First, they were mammals on land, and then they were mammals in water. The evidence is the forelimbs, which are now flippers. Second, there is biogeography. It is the study of the locations of organisms around the world. An example of biogeography would be the Australian animals, marsupials, which are mammals which have pouches for carrying their children. A kangaroo is an example of a marsupial. Third, there's anatomy and embryology. Anatomy is the study of the body structures of an organism. Embryology is the study of how organisms develop. Homologous structures are body parts that some species share, but use for different purposes. An example would be bats and humans. Bats use their forelimbs, aka arms, to fly. Humans use their arms to do things like open doors and pick up pencils. An analogous structure is a closely related body part of different animals that comes from the different ancestors. An example would be a bat and a bird. They both have wings, but they are different. And last, there is vestigial structures, which are body parts that seem to have no purpose, but once may have been used. An example would be a whale's hip bone, aka the pelvic bone. And the fourth line of evidence would be biological molecules. They are relatively new. Biological molecules, such as DNA and RNA, are the molecular basis for the inheritance of traits. Related species from a common ancestor have similar DNA and RNA makeups. DNA helps in the classification of organisms and how closely they are related genetically. That is the end of the four lines. So, if you ever want to remember them, just remember, fat baboons ate enormous burgers meanly.